Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
The 930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
The Knucklehead runners-up today will start off in a yacht club.
Yeah, the Santa Cruz Harbor Master is launching a formal investigation into a sailing lesson that took a bunch of young kids out on Sunday afternoon, and they say that the winds, the National Weather Service, issued warnings before large swells on Sunday, some heights reaching 30 feet. The kids' boats got overturned. They had to be rescued. Someone's going to get fired.
And then we'll go to a church for our next runner-up, and this is in Everett. This is a guy who broke into a church in Everett Saturday night, went right for the sacramental wine, somehow got wasted on sacramental wine. He must have gone through 20 dozen bottles before he got a buzz on of that with that stuff. But anyways, he did, because he passed out. And when the folks from the church came in Sunday morning to get things ready, they see this guy sprawled out on the floor, wasted on the wine. But our 930 Knucklehead winner today, I hope you got your, if you had a real-life Christmas tree, a real-life Christmas tree, you got that thing down by now. And I hope you disposed of it responsibly, unlike our Knucklehead winner today.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
Yeah, this guy in Texas tried to dispose of his Christmas tree in his fireplace, and the damage from the fire was limited to the area around the fireplace, and one person was treated for smoke inhalation. But the McKinney Fire Department from McKinney, Texas, responded to a call Saturday afternoon. Officials said the firefighters arrived to find a Christmas tree had been placed into the home fireplace. And the top part of the tree was in the fire, so the flames traveled down the tree, out the fireplace, and onto the carpet. So the McKinney Fire Department says it was quick to extinguish. The damage was limited to the area right around the fireplace. But yes, the one person was treated for smoke inhalation.
Well, so explain it again. And, he didn't. He had part of it hanging out, most of it hanging out of the fireplace.
Like, I think he was planning on burning it in sections. Like, maybe right. He would put the top of the tree in, and that would burn off. And then he'd move it up a foot and burn off another little bit of the tree, and then move it up another foot or two and burn it like that. But the flames just raced right down the trunk of the tree and burned into the floor, and the picture was priceless.
It certainly would have worked had he gone to the roof of his house, dropped it down the chimney, and then set a big fire. I'm sure that would have been the way to go. But
that's one of the cool things about having, you know, 5 acres or something. We got a big burn bonfire pit. We just set it in there, and at some point, we'll light her on up.
You need to get rid of something. You just burn it on the, kind of like that farm in the show Ozark.
That girl in Ozark, they're saying she could be Ruth, the girl, blonde girl that's working for Marty Bird. They say she could portray Madonna, and I can see that.
She is going to, or
she's one of the, she's being considered.
Yeah, the young Madonna.
Yes, I could see that.
Sure. Thanks to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.
Check out anacortesrockfish.com.
The Brad and John Show, home of the 930 Knucklehead. Powered by the Rockfish Grill and Anacortes Brewery. Serving Northwest food and great beers. And on tap now, the Knucklehead Red. Delicious new brew, perfect for any day. Check out the menu, event schedule, and live music lineup at anacortesrockfish.com. Located on the corner of 4th and Commercial in downtown Anacortes. Don't be a knucklehead. Get to the Rockfish Grill